Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How may I assist you?
This is Diane Volk, and I just, it says I won this KitchenAid thing on the website.
Okay, let me get your zip code, ma'am.
56367.
56367?
Correct.
Okay, just a moment. I'm going to pull up your account, and then I can assist you further.
Okay.
All right, and your last name is what again?
Volk.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up?
Volk, V as in Victor, O-L-K.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm looking for your account.
That's fine.
Okay, ma'am. Let me try one other thing. I'm not able to pull your account up. Let's try the last four, the credit card that you used.
Okay, I didn't yet. I didn't put the credit card in yet, but I was just wondering, is this legit? I mean, and what
yes,
does it
ma'am.
Say? What does it say? Receive an additional 28% off your entry when paying with MasterCard. So what will I be charged? Because I thought it was just like the shipping or something.
I don't know which campaign or product that you're referring to?
It's the KitchenAid stand mixer.
It's probably a contest entry. You would pay the $5.95 or $7.95 to enter the contest to win the mixer?
I haven't paid anything so far, but it just, you know.
Yeah, it's just it's an entry.
Yeah.
So if you win, then they'll ship the mixer to you, or whatever the item may be.
The one?
So it looks like, again, like you're talking about a contest entry. The only thing I can tell you is that, you know, that fee is for the shipping of the product if you win the product.
Okay. They said something about $2 or $3. But then when before I put the card information, it said receive an additional 28% off your entry when paying with MasterCard. So I was just wondering what more is that going to be charged or whatever.
I've never seen anything charged that low. It's either going to be $5.95 or $6.95 or $7.95.
Okay. But where is this coming from or from where or from who?
I'm not sure, ma'am, because I can't pull up anything without an actual account number, and I don't know which campaign you're referring to.
Oh, okay. Well, it okay.
Just the best thing to do is to, before you put anything, your credit card information in there, is to make sure you read your terms and agreements, because
okay.
You're going to be bound to those. So
okay.
That would be the best advice I'd give you tonight.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Again, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great evening.